in the media center by Top Fuel number one qualifier Brittany Force. Brittany, obviously you qualified number one last night with the 363 with the seven. Close out qualifying with a pretty solid run. Do you guys feel pretty good heading into eliminations?
Yeah, we do. We made some good passes. We actually came in to Texas early and did some testing, so I definitely feel like that helped us out. And you know, we had some laid down some pretty good runs, especially that run last night that grabbed us that number one qualifying spot and you know, set us up and gave us a good ladder going into race day tomorrow.
Did you run what you had wanted to? I think you and Steve ran the exact same time that session. Is that kind of a sign of like things to come tomorrow, you hope?
Yeah, we'll definitely see. We ran right on our number. That was our mark that we were trying to hit, so we accomplished that. And pretty crazy, two of the runs that I ran against Steve, we ran pretty much identical, so that's a little crazy. You don't always see that on the boards up there. But yes, we feel good. We feel confident going into race day tomorrow. Like I said, we've had laid down some good passes. That last run was a big one for us because we didn't get down there in Q3 earlier today. So that was a big run for us.
Yep. You're on the same team, but you got the win line. What's the matter? Well done. Did that mean anything to you at all? A little bit of bragging rights?
No, not bragging yet. Not until we're in the winner's circle. No, it's just, you know, it's getting in that car and making consistent runs. I'm trying to do my job the best that I can, and I've been struggling a little bit weekend after weekend, so trying to find that. Yes, that obviously that does help. It gives you a little bit of a boost, but I mean, it's just a hair. It's nothing, so I really wouldn't look too far into it. But Steve had a good race car right next to us. We ran side by side, both identical, so he was right there with us.
Do you enjoy the pressure of being in a big-time championship battle with Steve Torrence? Like, do you enjoy that pressure?
It is. It's a lot of pressure to handle, that's for sure. We did it once before back in 17 and brought home the win. So it's a lot, not just for me as a driver, but, you know, my crew chiefs, my team, every single guy on that team. We carry a lot of weight. You take it up there with you, but that means that we're in the hunt for a championship. It means that we've made it this far, so it's exciting. As much as there's pressure, it's exciting that we're here.
One more question. Did it shove you back in the seat last night?
Oh my gosh, yeah. When I got out on the top end on that run, I felt like maybe my belts weren't tight enough, and I pull them down, so I know that they are. I always double check them. I check everything 100 times before we go, but yes, it absolutely threw me in the back of the seat. It left like a freaking rocket. I knew it was a killer run. We were aiming for a mid-60, so we advanced, went beyond that, but pretty cool to be able to do that out here in NS.
Tomorrow, obviously, going to be hot again tomorrow. What's key for you guys? Do you feel confident making it down, you know, four times in the middle of the day?
It's going to be tricky because that, you know, Q3, that first run earlier today, we didn't get down there. But I got a great group of guys behind me. I know Grubnik will be ready. And, yeah, we're looking for four runs tomorrow.
Was that Q3 Grubby just trying to see how much the track could take, or was there something else?
We missed it a little. We missed our mark. We missed you know, what we were aiming for, and that track is a little tricky when it heats up. We have it figured out in cooler conditions. In hot conditions, we struggled a little bit, but we made up for it in Q4.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Thanks, Brittany.
Do you feel like you're in a perpetual torn sandwich here between